poco de fe.
All right, we've got a small class today.
I'm on a trip.
Yeah, they're at UPenn, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I did create a page for you finally today. So it's up there. It's amyedelstein.com/Bodine. Has meditations. And some, hopefully today I'll be able to do some meditations from our class. None of those meditations are from our class, but they're all things that you'll be able to do if you want. And so, on a scale of 1 to 10, how was this past week? 10 for easy? 5.
10.
Easy. 7. On the easier side. All right. 6 or 7. Good. Great. Okay. So we'll start with, we're going to do a review so we catch up on all the different practices we've done. And then we're going to do some body scan meditation. We will find out. It's going to be fun. Yeah. It's going to be fun. And it's probably the most immediately relaxing meditation, but the breath meditation and the relationship to mind, thought, and awareness are going to be the ones that will help you the most. But the body scan is good. It's good for immediate rest and relaxation. So, we'll follow the sound and switch gears. What? No. Wait, what was that?
Close your eyes.
Yeah, you can close your eyes and then raise your hand when you can't hear the sound anymore. Okay, let's try again. And really try to track the vibration of the sound. Pay attention to the differences in the sound. And see also if you start associating sound and visuals. With your eye, you can keep your eyes closed. If you're not comfortable with your eyes closed, just look at the floor or look at me. And keep your attention. Leave everyone else in their own space. Okay, one last time. So what was the difference that you noticed in the sound from the first time we did it to the last time we did it? Yeah.
First it sounded a little bit softer than the other time
we did it. Mhm. What else? Yeah.
The wavelength was less than normal.
You could hear the waves. Mm-hmm. What else? What's that? You forgot. Why do you think you could hear it better or the waves lasted longer, seemed to last longer?
You're familiar.
Mm-hmm. That's one. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The mind's intention was only to listen.
Uh-huh. So explain that a little bit more. Right. So you can see how this helps, because when we're very stressed and there are a lot of different things going on, or when we want to engage with something more deeply, we want to connect with something more deeply, we want to really open our minds to something, we want to develop a capacity to focus. And so you can see it takes practice. So the first time, well, we weren't that focused. There was a lot of residual noise in the room. We were getting settled. We were all arriving here. By the last time, the shared attention of everyone also helped focus more. So you start to hear more subtlety. So when you're really trying to figure something out, when you're trying to write something that's testing the limits of your ability to articulate or testing your limits of understanding, you want to develop a focus that's very open but directed. You don't want all the static in the back. And this is how it can help. So I want to look at mindfulness not just for stress. I think stress is also, it's something we experience. It's also something that gets overused. We make it into something that's massive. It's an experience. It's an emotional experience. But mindfulness can really help us open our capacities of perception, and that's when you're really going to get the benefit from it. And then when you need to use mindfulness for stress, it's also going to help. So we're going to do a short breath meditation, and then we're going to get into body scan, which is going to be fun. Do you want to do 5 or 7 minutes?
7.
Okay. Do you want to do 7 or 10?
10.
Okay. Is everyone all right with 10? Okay. We'll do 7 minutes now. We'll do 10 minutes later. And if this is your first time, you can follow along. I'll be guiding through the whole thing. If you feel uncomfortable, just listen, just pay attention quietly and don't force anything. If you have headaches, you can open your eyes. If you do have headaches, make sure you're drinking enough water. If you really have headaches a lot when you're meditating, let me know. And so sit up straight, uncross your legs. And when I sound the bell, we'll start the meditation and focus on our breath. So put your attention on your breath. There's sound outside. There's a little bit of sound in the room. You're probably thinking about different things. None of that matters. Just let it pass. You don't need to engage with it. Let your back be straight so you feel that each vertebrae is stacked neatly, one on top of the other. This helps with relaxation and it helps with focus. Now consciously let the tension fall away from your face. Let it roll down the back of your head, down your shoulders, and just arrive in yourself and in this meditation. Now see if you can follow the sensation of breath at the tip of your nose. See if you can become aware just before the air starts going into your nose and the subtle sensation of the in-breath and then the out breath. Keep focusing on the in-breath and the out-breath. Bring your attention back when you get distracted by thoughts. All the issues you need to work out will still be there. See if you can relax your attention even more so your quality of focus is pliable and flexible, but at the same time very clear and very sharp. See if you notice more subtlety now. Now follow your breath all the way into your abdomen and notice the gentle rise and fall with the in-breath and the out-breath. Take one last moment to really pay attention with as much relaxation and as much focus as you can. And with the sound of the bell, Let the sound bring you out of the meditation and bring your focus back to the room. All right, so what did you notice? Was it short or long?
Short.
How many? Did everyone feel it was short?
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you feel, when I was talking about a pliability of awareness, could you feel that? Did you know what I meant? No. Did you have a sense? Yeah.
Is it like to understand, like, moving birds, or to be like, you like notice the stuff around you?
Yeah, kind of like that, where you're paying attention to more, and you're noticing more, but you're not, your mind, you know when your mind gets like this and you get very tight in the mind. What else do people think about that? It's a subtle thing, because how can our attention be soft? How can it be pliable? But that's one of the things that we cultivate through practice. So how many found this hard? Why?
More than one month, my mom for me to actually focus, and I couldn't maintain like sensibility, just focusing on one sense with your mind. So
that's something. It's a little bit of a trick. It's like in sports, you know. Sometimes you think you're supposed to approach it a certain way, and so then you can't do something. But when you have a lot of thoughts, it's a little bit like when, you know, you're watching the sky and there's a meteor shower and there are all these different things happening at once. Mm-hmm. And you consciously just let all those things happen and you pay attention to the moon. And all those things are happening and you're watching the moon and you're not watching the meteors. So the idea that you have to get rid of everything to focus on one thing is an approach that none of us will ever be able to do that. Because the mind, by its nature, as we spoke about, is always going to generate thought. So if you can allow yourself to be relaxed, that all these different things are happening, your mind is kind of going in all different directions, but you can watch the breath while all that's happening. It's a little bit of a trick, because your experience doesn't change. So try. See if that helps. Yeah. Did you have trouble with this? Did you get a headache again? A little bit. If we get headaches when we meditate, there are a couple reasons why, and it's important to pay attention to it. If you play sports and you've got hit in the head, you might have and you meditate and you get a headache, you might have a concussion. If you I told you I had that car accident. After the car accident, for 2 years, I couldn't meditate at all. If I started to meditate, the quality of meditation would give me an incredible headache for about 10 days. So it's really important to pay attention to these signs. If you play sports, you've got hit in the head, anything like that's happened, so pay attention for that. Another reason is because we just tense up. So if we tense our neck, we're going to get a headache. And then other reasons why we get headaches are because it's unusual and uncomfortable. So if you do get headaches when you meditate, just keep your eyes open. Don't force anything. The brain's a very delicate instrument. And we don't know a lot about how it works, but we want to have respect for it. Anything else? Did you guys have trouble over here? It was easy? Do you like it? Yeah? Good. Okay, yes.
I just want to say, as far as like trying to focus on one thing, I've kind of just gotten to the point where I can't stop the thoughts that's going through my mind. Mm-hmm. I feel like what the mind does is it prioritizes what's important in the thoughts. So I've just gotten to the point where it's like everything other than what I'm trying to focus on is completely irrelevant, and I let it happen, but because I don't prioritize them to see them as important to myself,
mm-hmm.
the mind kind of forgets about them and I just feel the air going through my nose.
Right. So. That's great. Hi, come on in. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Did you try to call earlier?
I did.
I didn't.
Apologize.
I didn't know if I was supposed to answer it, so
okay.
I let it go.
It's fine. Today was a really mixed up day, so.
It's okay. We're all here.
It's nice to see you.
Yeah, you too. So good. So you guys are arriving just in a good time, because we're going to start something that we haven't done before. We're going to start a body scan meditation. And And these are fun. They're good to do at night. They help you relax. They help you fall asleep. And they also, what they do is, like the breath meditation, it just helps us focus on something that's moving. So there's a lot going on in our bodies all the time. The blood's flowing, we're oxygenating our cells, muscles are tensing and relaxing, and this just helps us kind of connect with our bodies. And it's not a question of how we feel about our bodies, it's just about focusing on sensation. And again, this is an ancient practice that the Buddha used to do. And there's a Pali word for it, which I forgot, which is, it's literally about scanning the physical form. And so that's where it comes from. It's not just a newfangled thing that came out of the yoga and Pilates movement. So this one, again, sit comfortably. And what I'll do is it'll be more guided. You know, I'll be instructing you for where to put your attention. And try to follow as much as possible. You might find this easier, but be relaxed about it. And we'll go for between 7 and 10 minutes, depending on how quickly we move through it. So to start the meditation, we'll begin by placing ourselves in space, finding the contact of where we're sitting on the chair. Feel how your weight is pressing into the chair, and almost like the chair is pressing into you. Locate the points of contact with the soles of your feet and the floor. Feel the difference in quality of contact with the soles of your feet and the floor, and how you're sitting on the chair. And now see if you can also feel an upward pull up your spine in the back of your head, because we're holding ourselves erect. Gravity exerts a force pulling us down, creating contact. And then we are also directing our muscles to hold ourselves erect. And see if you can feel that force lifting your spine and allowing your head to float above your spine. Move your attention between those three points, between your feet and your buttocks touching the chair, and your spine lifting up, and just scan between those three. See what you feel. And now we'll start with a body scan. We're going to start in our feet. And imagine that you're breathing in through your toes. And follow the breath through your toes into your feet, the soles of your feet, the inside of your ankles, and stop just above your ankles. Put your attention in the feet. See what sensations you feel, points of tightness, points of pressure, points that are blank that you can't feel. Now, breathe in through your toes, through your feet, the soles of your feet and your ankles. And breathe up through your calves, into your knees. Now sweep with your mind's eye all of the sensations through your feet and up into your calves and knees. Feel sensation in the long muscle of your calf. You can almost feel the sensation of the tightness of your skin next to your bones. Feel sensation in your knee. You can focus on inner sensation. You can feel outward sensation. Your shoes or socks or pants touching your feet and calves. Now let's go back to the toes. Breathe in through the toes, through your foot and ankle, up through your shins, through the circles of your knees, and breathe into your thighs. Now experience all the different sensation there, because now there's contact with the chair, with the back of your thighs. There might be pressure if your hands are resting from your thighs. Feel the warmth. See if there are blank spots where you can't notice anything at all. Now we'll start at the feet again. Breathe in through your toes. Sweep through your feet, up through your shins, your calves, your knees, your thighs, and into your hips and your buttocks. See if there's more blankness there or more sensation. Fill the inside of your buttocks and your hips with your mind's eye and look for different sensations. Tension, tightness, dis-ease. Maybe you're hungry. Maybe you just ate. Relax your attention and just be aware of what you find there. And be aware if there are parts that you just don't feel anything. That's okay. Just be interested. Now breathe in through your toes, up through your feet and ankles, into your calves and knees, through your thighs, up through your buttocks and hips. And now bring your attention into your torso. You can feel your lungs moving in and out. You can feel the clothes against your body. You might feel tightness in your back. You might feel warmth. Now breathe in through your toes, scan all the way up, tracing through your feet and calves and knees and thighs and hips and torso, into your neck and head, and down through your arms. Pay attention to your head and your face. Notice any sensations there, tension or tightness or tweaking. Now just breathe with your awareness, just scan your whole body up. And then exhale. And take one last breath. And with the sound, we'll bring the meditation to a close. So that was a little more than 10 minutes. They always take longer than I think. So notice the quality in the room. You can feel a kind of stillness and relaxation. You can see how this could be a good thing to do before bed. And if you're really tired and you don't have time to sleep, or after school and you know you have homework to do, this is a good thing to do beforehand, because it can refresh yourself a lot more than a cup of coffee or a nap. Nobody wants to move. What I'd like you to do is take out your folders or a piece of paper. And write down two or three things that you noticed about the body scan meditation, and then two or three times you might want to try this. Thank you. So two or three things you noticed, and two or three times you think you might want to try this, when it would help. Okay. Now, who can describe what the different effect was between the body scan meditation and the breath meditation? What do you feel that was different? How did you feel afterwards? Did you feel lighter or just more relaxed?
More relaxed.
Yeah. And after breath meditation, how do you feel afterwards? Right. It's a different quality of awareness because you start, the breath meditation is harder and you see all your thoughts because you're trying to focus on something and your thoughts are still there. And they're still there afterwards and also, you know, a lot of ideas about whether you're doing it right or wrong and either you feel good or you feel frustrated. But what breath meditation will do, it's going to train us to understand what our thoughts, what's happening in our minds. And the mechanical nature of how thought is always going, and it doesn't matter. It's not an obstacle. So it's harder, and it does something different, but they're both valuable. What other things do people notice about the difference? What do you see? Mm. Do you see the difference? Yeah. How you can learn different things both ways?
Yeah. It's like with the body meditation, I was just like thinking about just like my body, but like when I was doing breathing meditation, I was thinking more about like my thoughts and everything. So I was talking through my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like with the body scan, because you're not focusing on external factors, I know that you said on like the embrace of like the dead skin of the floor that you feel, but because you're doing that from the inside out, you tend to ignore them a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I see why you say that it helped with sleep, because I feel like when we try to sleep and we can't sleep, we're distracted by external forces.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're focused on our body, after we do the body scan meditation, we're a little bit more at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're able to go to sleep.
Right. Right. What'd you notice?
I like the body one better, because I felt more relaxed in my so my day too. And with the breath, I wasn't gonna concentrate on that.
The breath one's a lot harder. It's really a lot harder. We might try some, there's an eating meditation. You don't get to eat a lot. You just get to eat one little piece of a raisin or something next time. Or we might do some walking meditation, slow walking.
Can we do that outside if we're nice? Or is that rather too many distractions outside?
We could do outside.
Huh.
Then we would want to do probably the whole class like that because...
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what the weather's like.
Yeah,
we're not going to do it in the rain.
I was surprised at how much stress and tension you keep in the lower part of your leg, because there's definitely something to release there.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised that how easy it is to ignore that all the time.
Right.
But there's a lot there.
Yep. The other thing this does, which is, so it makes you aware of stress and tension and things that hurt. It also provides a sort of radical acceptance for our bodies as they are. Because we all have parts of our bodies that we like and parts that we don't like and things that we want to look different. This is just, it's just our bodies as they are. It's just the physicality and the sensation. And that's also, it plays a big role in our own sense of ease being in the world and a lack of self-consciousness if we can just be in our bodies, get familiar with them, just the way they are. So we have 3 more minutes. So we'll do a 2-minute meditation. We didn't do any discussion, any small groups today, but it was a quiet day. I don't know why, it just was. So So I'm going to try to end this before the rude awakening of the bell. So hopefully I'll be successful. Oh, and again, if there are some meditations posted, it's amyedelstein.com/Bodine. And it's right there. It's amyedelstein.com/Bodine. Okay. And over the week, experiment with the body scan meditation at least once in the evening, see how it goes. Or either in the evening before you go to bed or after school, before homework, you know, when you're tired but you need to keep going. And just make some notes about what happens. In this meditation, you don't have to focus on your breath or your body. Just let everything that you experienced and everything that we talked about today just settle into yourself. You will remember the important things. You don't need to hold on to them. Most of what our practice does is it opens and exercises our capacities for awareness. So let yourself just take in everything you did and also let it go. Great. So you can see we've come a long way in just a couple weeks. We'll have some fun next week. Any last questions?
The meditations online from our class?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
These are some different things.
These are some different meditations. They're similar to what we've done.
Gotcha.
But
nice.
Not the ones.
Okay.
I would have liked to have, but I'm getting there.